13 migrants drowned in last week's single border crossing into Texas, says CBP. By Bob Price on September 4, 2022. The number of migrants who drowned during an illegal border crossing on Thursday rose to 13 by Sunday, according to CBP Commissioner Chris Magnus. The migrants were swept away from a large group of migrants by the swift currents of the Rio Grande, which is swollen from heavy rains. Magnus tweeted a card given to him by the Diocese of Laredo after Border Patrol agents and Mexican officials recovered the bodies of at least 13 migrants since Thursday's crossing. "I was given this card by the Diocese of Laredo, which said on the back, 'Help us to respond with hope and compassion. For we are all fellow pilgrims on the journey of life.'" Reflecting on the 13 lives lost yesterday while they attempted to cross the Rio Grande River at Eagle Pass, pic.twitter.com/c8nb6yulk. CBP Commissioner Chris Magnus, at Chris Magnus, September 4, 2022. The tweet by Magnus reveals that 4 additional bodies have been recovered since CBP officials reported 9 deaths on Saturday, as reported by Breitbart, Texas. The deaths came as a large group of migrants attempted to cross the rain-swollen Rio Grande Thursday. As some of the group made it to the Texas side of the river, they reported that many from their group were swept away by the swiftly moving currents. Eagle Pass agents found 4 bodies later in the day. By Friday, officials with U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported 53 migrants were apprehended, including 37 who Border Patrol agents rescued from the river. Officials on the Mexican side of the river reported the apprehension of 39 others. Border Patrol agents recovered a total of 6 migrants on the U.S. side of the Rio Grande. Mexican officials recovered 2 more, Breitbart reported. By Saturday morning, U.S. officials reported that 1 more migrant body was recovered on the Mexican side of the river. This brings the total known dead to 9 migrants. The group of migrants crossed the border approximately 3 miles south of the Camino Real International Bridge. An official operating under the umbrella of U.S. Customs and Border Protection told Breitbart, Texas. The migrants reportedly said they were chased into the dangerous waters as Mexican immigration officers attempted to stop them from crossing. CBP officials have not responded with any information as to the ages, sex, or nationalities of the dead migrants. The migrants report those swept away were mostly women and children. Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens warned Saturday night that continuing rains in the area are increasing the already strong currents of the Rio Grande in the Eagle Pass area. "This is a warning of extreme importance. The currents of the Rio Grande have become more dangerous due to recent and continuing rainfall, and more rain is forecasted for the coming week," Chief Patrol Agent Jason D. Owens said in a statement provided to Breitbart, Texas. "Despite these adverse conditions, U.S. Border Patrol Del Rio Sector continues to encounter large groups of more than 100-plus, 200-plus attempting to cross the Rio Grande daily." U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials also published Chief Owens' statement in Spanish. "Esta es una advertencia de extrema importancia. Las corrientes del río Bravo se han vuelto más peligrosas debido a las lluvias recientes y continuas y se pronostica más lluvia para la próxima semana. A pesar de estas condiciones adversas, la patrulla fronteriza de los EEUU, Sector del Río, continúa encontrando grupos grandes de más de 100 o más de 200 que intentan cruzar el Rio Grande diariamente. Hasta la fecha, al menos 9 personas han muerto en los últimos días al intentar cruzar esta zona. En un esfuerzo por evitar más pérdidas de vidas, le pedimos a todos que eviten cruzar ilegalmente. Esta es una situación en evolución y se proporcionará en actualizaciones según si necesario." Despite the increasing dangers of the swiftly moving currents of the Rio Grande, a group of 362 migrants crossed the river in a single group on Saturday morning, Breitbart, Texas reported. The nearly 400 migrants crossed in nearly the same area where this week's drownings occurred. More than 52,000 migrants crossed the Rio Grande into the Del Rio sector in August, making it the busiest sector in the nation for the 2nd month in a row, Breitbart reported. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.